This is Fresh Air. Roseanne Cash's new album, The River and the Thread, is her first record of original material since her 2006 recording, Black Cadillac. It's based on a series of trips she took in recent years throughout the South. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
For the past two decades, Roseanne Cash has lived with her family in Manhattan. But in 2008, she was asked if she wanted to help with a project to restore the childhood home of her father, Johnny Cash, in the small town of Diaz, Arkansas. She agreed, went down there to do some fundraising, and in the process, she and her husband, producer, songwriter, guitarist John Leventhal, took some car trips throughout the South, soaking up history and music. The creative result is The River and the Thread, an album that works as a travelogue, a series of vivid history lessons, a memory piece.
Well, you're not from around here. You're probably not our kind. It's hot from March to Christmas, and other things you'll find won't fit your old ideas. They're aligning shifting sands. Walk across a ghostly bridge to a crumbling promised land. If Jesus came from Mississippi, if tears began to rise, I guess I'll start at the beginning. It's a world of strange design.
Throughout this album, Cash and Leventhal, she wrote most of the lyrics, he wrote most of the music, have found canny mixtures of country, folk, rock, pop, and even jazz to create atmospheric songs about things they saw and remarks they overheard. One of the album's most striking compositions is Money Road. It's a road in Mississippi where, within the space of a few miles, can be located three important cultural occurrences: the site of what is now considered the grave of blues innovator Robert Johnson, the grocery store in which the black youth Emmett Till flirted with a white woman and was hung for that transgression in 1955, and the Tallahatchie Bridge, the site of Ode to Billy Joe, Bobby Gentry's 1967 hit about two lovers who dropped something forever mysterious off that bridge. The result is an eerie, evocative piece of music that braids all these strands together.
I was dreaming about the Tallahatchie Bridge. A thousand miles from where we live. But the long night at the pearly gate, the keepers of our out on Money Road.
All is not spooky ominousness, to be sure. The album is filled with lovely melodies and vocal performances that match anything Cash recorded at the height of her 1980s fame on hits like 7 Year Ache. Take, for example, this beautiful song, 50,000 Watts, a kind of gospel song with a shuffle beat.
It's a hard road, but it fits your shoes. Son of rhythm, brother of the blues. The sound of darkness, the pull of the oak. Everything is broken and painted in smoke. of a common prayer.
50,000 watts of common prayer. 50,000 watts of common prayer.
Be who we are.
One of the recurring themes of The River and the Thread is the notion that music can be a repository for history, as well as a way to heal old wounds, old heartache. On When the Master Calls the Roll, two lovers, based loosely on two of Cash's relatives from the Civil War era, are reunited in death, in everlasting bliss. On other songs, that kind of healing works on narrators grappling with contemporary struggles. Taken together, the result is a concept album, a timeless work of comfort and quiet joy.
Ken Tucker reviewed Roseanne Cash's new album, The River and the Thread. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman and Julian Hertzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our assistant producer for online media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.
Girl with hair of flaming red, seeking perfect lover, for to lie down on her feathered bed, soft secrets to uncover. Must be gentle, must be strong, with disposition sunny, just as faithful as the day.
Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and from Lumosity.com, with web-based brain games created by neuroscientists to improve memory and attention. Learn more at Lumosity.com. From the Melville Charitable Trust, supporting solutions to prevent and end homelessness. On the web at MelvilleTrust.org. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, recognizing exceptionally creative individuals. This year's MacArthur Fellows are at macfound.org. This is NPR.